listener production.
Good afternoon, Charlotte Wallen here with your Mid-North Coast news briefing. The findings of a coronial inquest into the death of an inmate at the Mid-North Coast Correctional Centre in 2019 have been handed down. It found that the inmate, who can't be identified, died after ingesting packages of methamphetamine, which then ruptured. The substance had been brought into the facility unlawfully. Deputy State Coroner Elizabeth Ryan has recommended a research project to examine inmate drug use, as well as treatment options and security responses prohibiting the supply of illicit drugs in New South Wales correctional centres. The federal government will be asked to greenlight the redirection of some road funding it granted to projects in Coffs Harbour. Council has reviewed its capital expenditure program and deferred three of the five projects it nominated. They won't be completed by the June 30th funding deadline. Instead, it's asked for approval to redirect $960,000 to four other projects it can complete by the deadline. They involve fixing Reed Drive, Francis Street and Riding Lane in Coffs and Lyons Road in Bonneville. It's the end of an era for Oxley MP Melinda Pavey. A parliamentarian for over 20 years and a former New South Wales minister, she's now finishing up from her post in Kempsey. Pavey has been tight-lipped about what she might do next, but offers a simple response.
I think anyone that knows me, they know I'm not retiring. There will be other opportunities, other challenges, and other things where I can do stuff. I'm not going to take the 20 years of understanding intimately everything to do with state government, also the work I did with local government, the mayors I've worked with, Rhonda Hoban, Liz Campbell. I mean, we've done really good work together.
Updating sport, it's grand final time in Two Rivers cricket. Macquarie Hotel will face off with leagues in the decider tomorrow at Wayne Richards Park, with the premiership on the line.